This is take 17.
1, 2, 3, 4!
And welcome back to Side 2 of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 2007. Phil Wayne is not going to be with us on this edition as he's away on holiday, so what we have for you is a look at sports and ratings. We also have a look at the musings to the members and a lot of different articles that we have to catch up on. So let's jump right over to Ken Honestchuk.
Hello again, DXers. Ken in the sports department and ratings when it happens. I do have an update here. The Los Angeles Kings, I found out through the Wikipedia, are on 1150 KTLK with their 44,000-watt night signal. Should get out good. Now for a little NBA update. In the New York area, the Nets are on 660 WFAN. I remember Chris Carino does their broadcast with an analyst. And the New York Knicks are on 1050, which doesn't get to Chicagoland, WEPN with Gus Johnson and John Andreese. And down in New Orleans, where they will be staying there all year to play basketball, they went out of town a little. 102.9 KMEZ in Belle Chasse, Louisiana, will do their games. The next item I want to pass along is the Continental Basketball Association, a minor league. They will be starting their season in the middle of November. And here are the teams. The Albany, New York Patroons. The Atlanta Crunk. The Butte, Montana Daredevils. The East Kentucky Miners, based in Pikeville. The Great Falls Explorers. The Minot Skyrockets. The Oklahoma Cavalry, based in Lawton. The Pittsburgh Explosion. Pittsburgh hasn't had pro basketball in many years. The Rio Grande Valley Silverados, based in Edinburgh, the Vancouver Dragons, and the Yakima Sun Kings. There is no indication this time which games are broadcast. All right. Here are some ratings here for you. In New York, this is summer 07. New York, number one, Pop WLTW at 6.2. Number two, Spanish WSKQ at 4.8. Number three, current hit, WHTZ at 4.6. Number one, AM, Winds 1010 at 3.6. And sports radio, WFAN, was 16th at 2.1. Next, Los Angeles. Number one, believe it or not, is Spanish, WLVE at 4.9. Two, top 40, KIIS at 4.7. Three, talk radio, KFI at 4.5. And then for sports, you got to go way down to 33rd, KSPN at 0.7. In Chicago, number one, News Talk WGN at 6.6. Two, News Radio 78 BBM at 4.7. Three, Wojo Spanish 4.6 up one. Then the score 670, 24th at 1.6. And 27th WMVP 1.3, the new voice of the Bulls. San Diego, number one, Pop KYXY at 5.2 up. Two, KIFM, Smooth Jazz at 4.5, tied with KSON Country. And number one AM is KOGO 600 at 4.3. And 1090 XPRS, the voice of the Padres, was 2.7 up. In Boston, number one, Rhythmic Pop WJMN, 6.9 up. Number one AM, 4th WBZ at 6.1 down 1. And I believe it was WEEI, the voice of the champion Boston Red Sox at 4.9 in fifth place. And News Talk 68 WRKO was tied with them at 4.9. Next, Detroit. Number one, Black Adult WMXD at 6.1 up. Number two, News WWJ 950 at 5.1 up. Three, 760 WJR at 5, down a little bit. And way down to the Voice of the Tigers, WXYT 1270 at 1.8 steady. Next, Cleveland. Number one, News Talk 1100 WTAM at 8, though they were down 1. Voice of the Indians that did so well. And Black Adult WZAK at 7.4 up 1. And Sports 850 WKNR was 1.7 down. St. Louis next. Number 1, News Talk 1120 KMOX at 7 steady. 2, Pop KEZK at 5.5 down a little. And 4th, the Voice of the Cardinals, News Talk 55 KTRS at 5. In Washington, D.C., Black Adult WHUR, the Voice of Howard University, at 6, down a little bit. Number 2, News WTOP-FM at 5.6. Number 1, AM was 630 WMAL in 7th at 4.3, way up. And Sports Radio WTEM was way down to 0.9. The Voice of the Washington Nationals didn't even make it, WWWT. In San Francisco Bay Area, News Talk 810 KGO at 5.9 up, 2 Pop KOYT at 4.2 down, and KCBS 740 at 3.2 down, and the Voice of the Giants, KNBR Sports 68 at 3. Next, Cincinnati. Number 1, the Voice of the Reds, News Talk 700, WLW at 10.6, down just a little. Pop Oldies, WGRR at 6.8 up. And Sports Radio 1530, WCKY at 1. Next, in Pittsburgh, Classic Rock, WDVE, the current Voice of the Steelers at 9.8. Number 2, News Talk 1020 KDKA at 8, down a little bit. And the new Voice of the Pirates, Talk Radio 94.7 WPGB at 5.2. And Sports Radio 1250 WEAE at 1.4. Next out to Denver, Rhythmic Pop, KQKS, up at 6.8, up 1. 2, the Voice of the Rockies, 850 KOA at 6.2, up. And then way down to KKFN Sports Radio at 1, down. Next to Baltimore, Country WPOC-FM at 8.9. Number 1 AM in 6, WBAL at 4.4. And this year's Voice of the Orioles, WHFS-FM, was 2.6. Next to Minneapolis, St. Paul, number 1, Classic Rock, KQRS, 8.2, down 1. Number 2, WCCO, at 6.8. Then down to 8th, the new Voice of the Twins, 1500 KSTP at 4.4, and 1130 KFAN Sports Radio, 2.5, up a little. Next to Dallas-Fort Worth, Black Adult KKDA-FM at 5.6, up 2.7. Number 5, 820 WBAP, 3.8, down a little. And the Voice of the Rangers, 1080 KRLD, at 2. In Milwaukee, the Voice of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ, number 1, at 10.6, up 1.2. And Sports Radio, 1250 WSSP was 1.1. Out to Kansas City, Black Adult KPRS-FM, 7.4 up 1. Number 1 AM, KMBZ, I believe they're the new Voice of the Royals in 6th, at 5. And 810 WHB Sports at 3.8. Tampa St. Pete, Pop Adult WDUV-FM at 9.7 up. Number two, News Talks 970 WFLA at 5.9, down a little. And Sports Radio 620 WDAE 3.2, up one. Next, up to Seattle, number one, Country KMPS FM at 4.9. Two, Como 1000, Voice of the Mariners, 4.5. And Sports Radio 950, KJR, at 2.4, up a little. Down to Miami, number one, Black Pop, WHQT, at 5.8. Number one, AM Spanish, WAQI, 710, 5.0. Down to 610, WIOD, about 12th, at 3.1. And way down to the voice of the Marlins, WQAM, at 1.4. In Atlanta, number one, Black Adult WVEE-FM at 9.7. Number two, 750 WSB at 7.8. The new voice of the Braves, 680 WCNN at 1.3. Out to Omaha, number one, News Talk 1110 KFAB at 9. And Sports Radio 1620 KOZN at 2.9. Next out to Phoenix, number one, News Talk 550 KFYI at 6, up 2. Number, believe it or not, 17th, 620 KTAR, the voice of the Diamondbacks, 2.1. And finally, to the home of our good friend Scott Feibusch in Rochester, New York, number one, Country WBEE FM at 10.2, down. Number two, 1180 WHAM at 8.8, down 0.8, and Sports Radio WHTK at 1.0. That's it for now. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and I'll talk to you again next month.
This is Musings of the Members.
Thank you for calling the North Pole. Santa is away in sunny Mexico, guzzling tequila at the Swim Up Bar.
The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. I got an interesting catch. WJOE over WLW just before sunset. And as WLW came in stronger, WJOE Oldies was in the background. Can somebody in the membership tell me where WJOE is? Also, a few weeks ago, WOL 1450 went off the air most of Sunday afternoon, and I did get a country music station, I think, in Thurmont, Maryland. Not 100% sure.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Dodgers games will be carried next spring on KABC AM. Not KFWB AM as has been in years past. They're returning to KABC 790. Their Spanish station will be one they have never appeared on, KHJ 930 AM. As of this past Monday, the 29th of October, KGIL 1260 AM, that's new call letters for them, is carrying a talk format from 5 AM to 7 PM. And standards, 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. We'll see how long this format lasts. Saul Levine changes formats often. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. The big format change is the fact that WTPS, the People Station, which was at 1080, formerly WVCG, dropped talk radio for the black community. And they were sold to Salem Communications. They stayed with those call letters a few days, and then they changed call letters to WMCU. At the moment, they're simulcasting with 1360 WKAT, which is Christian Talk Radio. They'll be doing it for a few weeks, and then WKAT will be going Spanish or some kind of format, and 1080 will be doing what WKAT did. With all of the changes going on in Miami radio, what can the community do to make radio better than what it is for example, have a music station on AM with popular music or big band music or more local full-service radio. Why is radio getting so bad all around the country? It's really sad. I miss the good old days. Thank you.
Hi, guys. This is Ray Robinson in Los Angeles. In November edition, Ken Onischuk was asking which radio station carried the Kings hockey team in Los Angeles, and it is KTLK AM 1150 and the Kings Radio Network, and the announcers are Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans.
Wayne Ryan in Bradford, Ontario. Astro Media has bought out all of the standard radio stations up here. That gives them now a total of 82, which is the most any outfit owns in Canada. This past Saturday, November 17th, about noon, I made what I think is quite a catch on 1480. I picked up, I believe the callers were WBKG. That was in Newport News, Virginia, and they were playing country music. The Chicago Bulls are back on ESPN 1000, and the Cincinnati Reds got a new contract with WLW through 2012. And sadly, this last Thursday night, Joe Nuxall died. He was a dear friend of mine from 1968 on. He broadcast the Reds games for a long time. He wrote a book about 60 years of being with the Reds between playing, broadcasting, pitching, batting practice, and all the great things that he did. And besides, was a wonderful human being. This next Tuesday, he would have received a pacemaker had he lived. CHUC 1450, Cobourg, Ontario, left the AM band on November the 9th. And went over to the FM. Both stations in Kingston and both stations in Peterborough are on their way to FM.
Hi there, this is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. I want to tell you that on September 30th of this year at midnight, 89.7 went off the air as a Christian station and remained off the air until 1 minute after 6 on October 24th, 2007. They became a classical music station. And the caller letters, I understand it, are now WKCP. Then I would like to tell you that on 101.5 WLYF in Miami, the light station were playing a little music, and they said WLYF will now test its emergency equipment. This is only a test. And then they made the sound that they usually make for about 10 seconds, and then they went into music. They did not say anything after the test. They did not say, this has been a test. That's a pleasant switch, in my opinion. Thank you very much.
Ken Onischuk, Lockport, Illinois, on Thursday, October 24th. Chicago's 950 WNTD has been sold to Sovereign City Radio of Green Bay, Wisconsin for $15 million. This interesting sale will change the programming. Relevant Radio, the Catholic format, will air 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on 1,000 watts non-directional, but the Spanish format will air 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. on 5,000 watts night directional north, and also on the weekends. Also, the Chicago Bulls NBA flagship station, 105.9 WCKG, may go elsewhere since management wants to change the format. That's it for now. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Mark Dernberger in the Musings Control Room to answer Victor's question. WJOE on 700 is a daytime station licensed to Orange Athol, Massachusetts. They operate non-directional daytime, 2,500 watts. Their typical sign-on time this time of year is around 7 o'clock in the morning, and their typical sign-off time is around 4:45 p.m. Hope this helps. Thanks for contributing to the Musings.
Thanks, Mark, for heading up the Musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to muse, if you have something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The area code is 360, the phone number 469-0189. That's 360-469-0189 for DX Audio Service members only. Please keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak, and you might want to back off your phones a little bit. I noticed a lot of distortion on this past edition of the DX Audio Service, so you don't have to talk soft, just talk a little bit away from your phone so it doesn't get so distorted. In the past couple of months, I've noticed an increase in the amount of letters as well as comments on various forums and bulletin board systems, and even a news article, which is very profound about in-band on-channel digital transmission. So I thought I'd read some of these to you right now and get your opinion and your comments. First of all, a letter from Stephen Daniel of Brooklyn, New York. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and nighttime IBOC broadcasts have made a dramatic, even shocking difference to my listening. I used to listen to a lot of stations in the Northeast Corridor, but now I'm limited to a few local powerhouse stations. Upon turning off of these stations, I hear only a strange buzzing and a hissing sound in the background, and the buzzing is very strong, strong enough to peg the S-meter on my high-end portable receiver. My AM dial now belongs to a handful of local players. The rest of the dial is a useless wall of interference. I'm willing to complain about this and will write a few letters, but I doubt that it will do any good. I expect that, in a month or so, I'll miss listening to my radio at night and will break down and purchase a standalone internet radio. I figure that's the next best thing to real radio. At least it will offer many programming choices and not limit me to stations just around the corner. Jay Policow of Vernon, Connecticut writes, I can no longer receive New York's WOR AM 710 from my home in Vernon, Connecticut. It used to come in virtually perfect, day and night. Now it's still fine in the daytime, but at night it's covered with a noise, like a huge beehive, evidently from IBOC stations on either side of it. I also can no longer hear WBAL AM in Baltimore on 1090, which also used to come in almost perfect most nights. Now because of the interference from my local WTIC AM on 1080. But WTIC also has some noise on top of it from WBAL on 1090. And I'm only 20 miles away from WTIC's towers. Also, I can no longer hear WBZ in Boston at night. It's still okay during the daytime, but at night, when it used to get even better than the daytime signal, it's now covered with noise. For me, IBOC has virtually ruined my nighttime AM listening. Chuck Ermentinger of St. Louis, Missouri writes, I can't believe IBOC is legal. It has made a nightmarish mess out of the AM broadcast band. There's no escaping from it, and it's ruined my AM listening. It's been bad enough hearing it in the daytime, but at night, stations are wiping each other out. The bad joke of it all is that an IBOC signal is only useful very close to the transmitter. It's all marketing hype. If Ibiquity thinks I'll buy one of them blasted receivers, it's wrong. And if you think that only the radio listener like you and I is concerned about IBOC interference, here's a letter to the editor by James O'Neill of Falls Church, Virginia. This appeared in the Reader's Forum of Radio World magazine. James O'Neill is a contributing editor to the Radio World magazine and an employee of New Bay Media, and his opinions are his own. James writes, in any number of discussions that I've had with AM IBOC promoters, equipment manufacturers, and station personnel, there's a common thread that keeps surfacing when the issue of nighttime interference comes up. It goes something like this. You shouldn't even be listening to these distant stations. Their coverage is for their own markets. They're programming to local audiences. We don't care about the DX listener. Our salespeople are selling to local advertisers. Well, if this is indeed the case, I would like to propose a couple of solutions to keep the peace as far as interference issues go. AMs wanting to run IBOC at night, and daytime too, should be allowed to do so with only a single caveat. Those broadcasters who truly desire to reach only their respective metropolitan audiences and really don't care a fig for the poor, unwashed millions of Skywave listeners should surrender their 50,000-watt license and request operation with just enough power to cover their city of license. I don't believe that there is a city in the United States that could not be adequately served, plain or with IBOC, with 5 kilowatts or less of full-time power. On one of my trips to Russia, I visited the main radio transmission site for all of Moscow and was surprised to see the small physical size of the AM transmitters being used. There was nothing much larger than about 5 kilowatts. I asked why this was and was told that unlike the situation in your country, we don't rely on high power for broadcasting to large audiences. Each city is served by its own low to medium power transmitters. From the information coming in so far, Skywave IBOC reception isn't really working anyways. The digital receivers are able to lock on to fading Skywave signals for no more than a few minutes at best. Station owners with IBOC and clear frequencies need to put their money where their mouths are. If you're not interested in serving other than a local audience, please power down. You'll save a lot of money on electricity and transmitter costs. And keep things clear for the stations that do want to reach audiences beyond their city limits. You'll also qualify as a green station by conserving all those great amounts of electricity that are just being wasted in warming up the ionosphere. If this isn't satisfactory, I would propose another alternative. Request a move to a slot in the other savior of AM radio, the expanded portion of the band. I can practically guarantee that you'll be able to operate around-the-clock IBOC with no complaints whatsoever, as no one seems to be really listening or caring to what is going on above 1600 kHz anyways. Those National Radio Club members who attended the National Radio Club convention in Batavia, New York a few years ago probably remember the name Bob Savage. Bob spoke at our dinner meeting and is also the owner of WYSL Radio in Avon, New York, a Rochester suburb. Well, Bob made some news recently in an article that appeared in Radio World magazine, authored by Leslie Simpson on October the 31st of 2007. The news article is entitled WYSL Claims Nighttime Interference from WBZ and May Be the First Official AM IBOC Nighttime Complaint. Here's what the article reads. In what may be the first AM nighttime IBOC interference complaint filed with the Federal Communications Commission, WYSL AM in Rochester, New York, claims adjacent channel IBOC noise from WBZ AM in Boston is interfering with WYSL's nighttime signal. WYSL operates DA3 with 20 kilowatts daytime, 13.2 kilowatts critical hours, and 500 watts at night on 1040 kilohertz. WYSL is licensed to Avon, New York, about 25 miles south of Rochester, New York. Robert Savage owns WYSL. He tells me he also worked many years as a programmer in larger markets and for larger group owners. CBS Radio's WBEZ operates unlimited hours, DA1, with 50 kilowatts on 1030 kilohertz. In his complaint, Savage is claiming adjacent channel Skywave to co-channel groundwave interference. The multi-page complaint includes an engineering affidavit from communications system engineer and consultant Barry McLarnon. WYSL's personnel spent more than 100 hours and drove more than 700 miles in field tests gathering data to back up its complaint, Savage said. In the complaint, Savage writes, if allowed to continue unmitigated, the IBOC interference is likely to cause loss of advertising revenue and diminishment of WYSL's market value as a broadcast property. Savage says that he could potentially lose about $100,000 in nighttime ads for sports events this winter due to the interference. Neither WBZ or the Federal Communications Commission returned requests for comment. Key to this case is whether the alleged interference is within WYSL's protected contour. WYSL says it is. This could be the first AM nighttime IBOC-related interference complaint the commission has received since stations were allowed to leave their digital transmitters on 24/7 starting on September the 14th. Audio Division Chief Peter Doyle said in September that the Federal Communications Commission has received no such complaints, and as of earlier this week, he said that hadn't changed. And another article which appeared in Radio World magazine, also written by Leslie Simpson of Radio World, is titled Anti-IBOC Site Created, and it reads as follows. WYSL's owner, Bob Savage, feels so strongly that AM IBOC in the hybrid mode is bad for AMs that remain analog that he and a couple of friends have begun a website called www.stopibok.com. The site includes tips for filing interference-related complaints to the Federal Communications Commission. While IBOC proponents consistently have said that there have been few AM-related complaints about nighttime service, that's largely because small market AM operators don't know what to do, says Savage, meaning those owners probably don't have a communications lawyer and a consultant engineer on tap. With only about 70 AMs on the air at night with IBOC, he thinks, after some 6 weeks of allowed nighttime service, the scarcity of complaints isn't surprising, he says, adding that it would be a mistake to assume this means there is not interference. As of this week, the site has some 50 registrants, although not all of them are broadcasters, he says. Will the effort make a difference? Bob told me he doesn't harbor illusions, but says, we have to take a stand and try to save our business.
Welcome to the BTC Podcast, show number 4, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm your host, J.D. Stevens, in this edition recorded on Thanksgiving Day. Well, the results of the recent DX test from WFAW 940 in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin have come in, and from the looks of things, this is the most successful test so far this season. So far, 25 DXers in 12 states and Ontario in Canada have reported receiving the test. Even more remarkable is the fact that this was a very crowded regional channel, and WFAW was conducting the test on their 500-watt backup tube transmitter. Special thanks to Chief Engineer Ernie Swanson for a great test, and congratulations to everyone who was able to receive it. Lots of DXers are starting to report QSLs coming in from other tests that they've heard, including yours truly. WLPO 1220 in LaSalle has been responding with a nice QSL card. WIGG in Wiggins, Mississippi has been responding with a letter verification. And WIRL 1290 in Peoria, Illinois has been sending out a very nice QSL certificate. So if you haven't received yours yet, keep watching your mailboxes. BTC Coordinator Jim Pogue has been busy arranging more tests, and we've got information for you on two new ones from the state of California. They're both on the same weekend. First up, KLAA, AM 830 in Anaheim, California. They'll run a test on Saturday morning, December 15th, from 1 to 2 a.m. Pacific time. That corresponds to 09 to 10 hours UTC. Now, KLAA will be running their test at 20,000 watts using their nighttime directional antenna pattern, and they will be inserting Morse code IDs into the regular programming. Special thanks to Chief Engineer Brian Clark for the test. The second from California is KQMS AM 1400 in Redding. They will test on Sunday morning, December 16th, from midnight to 1 a.m. Pacific time, or 08 to 09 hours UTC. KQMS will be testing at 1,000 watts using their non-directional antenna pattern, and the programming for the test will consist of special voice announcements, Morse code IDs, and 1,000 hertz test tones. Thanks to Ms. Erin Myers, news director at KQMS, for the test. As always, more information on these tests, as well as QSL information and mailing address and email address, can be found at the dxtests.info website. That wraps it up for the Thanksgiving edition of the BTC Podcast. Once again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and we will be back with you soon.
Do you own an old radio? Or perhaps you've gone to an auction or flea market and found one of those old radios and purchased it for $5 or $10. Well, it could be worth a lot more than just $5 or $10, as Ken Otischuk explains.
We bought this radio about 45 years ago and paid $5 for it. Works in great condition. We'd like to know how old it is and what it's worth. On the back it has Rogers Majestic Corporation Limited, Toronto. It has 7 tubes and is a 2-band model. Well, part of the answer is radios in the early 1920s tended to be rather primitive and were often homemade. Early receivers were battery-powered, but a man known as Canada's radio hero was about to play a large part in changing that. In 1925, Edward S. Ted Rogers invented the first radio tube that operated using alternative current, or regular household electrical current that came out of the sockets and the baseboards in most urban homes. In 1925, the company was advertising, "Just plug it in then, tune it in." It was something of a revolution. In 1928, Rogers battery-less radios merged with the Majestic Electric Radios based in Chicago, and the Rogers Majestic Corporation was formed. They built a plant in Toronto in 1929, and they became the leading manufacturer of radios in Canada for their day. Old radios have a lot of romantic-sounding names. There are, for example, cathedral sets, breadboard sets, and tombstone sets. These terms are generally applied to the shapes of the radio. And the insurance replacement value of the set this person had is between $300 to $400. That's not bad for a $5 investment. And this question came from a column in the Chicago Sun-Times called Treasures in Your Attic, based in Knoxville, Tennessee. I hope you enjoyed that.
This is the DXchange.
Remember a while ago when I had some computer speakers for sale? These speakers are great to use for portable radios or small cassette recorders because you can plug in the 1/8-inch jack and have a louder sound and better fidelity. For example, I use a pair on my Walkman radio because the Walkman is a good receiver, but it only allows listening via headphones. So by plugging in the speakers, I can listen anywhere in the room. Anyway, $7 for the pair of speakers plus shipping. Records, records, records. If you're interested in records, I have a ton of them that are going to be sold on eBay. But before I place them on eBay, I'm giving DX Audio Service members a chance to get them. I will be putting together a list of everything for sale, which will include pop albums from Top 40 Radio, show tunes, a lot of compilations, easy listening, also Reader's Digest sets, 78s of rare music, and more. If you're interested, let me know, and when I have a list put together, you can send me $2 for the list in either paper or cassette tape. Do you have an HP printer? Does it use a number 23 cartridge? If so, I just replaced a printer and have a brand new color pack never opened. It's HP kit number C6651BN, or just a number 23, and it has two HP inkjet print cartridges. I purchased it for $39.99 from Office Depot about 3 weeks ago, but it's yours for $5 plus shipping. PayPal is preferred. However, you can contact me at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. If you wish to email, you can find my link on my homepage of www.vobbe.com, or you can call area code 360-382-1957. And that is our DXchange on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, put it on a card or letter, send it to me here at the DX Audio Service, or just simply call the Musings to the Members line and give your spiel. Before we close out this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for 2007, gee, where'd the year go? I just wanted to wish everyone a happy holidays and a great new year, and we'll see you in 2008 with a lot more. You know, we've not done this in a long time. How about if we just conclude this edition of the DX Audio Service with a bunch of jingles? You ready? Here goes.
WFIL-FM, Upper Sandusky. Convention City, KCBQ, 93KHJ,
up with Livin' Radio.
CHUM will keep you company all the day.
So whether you loaf or work or play,
tune up yours truly, CHUM.
CHUM, power playing for the weekend.
This is KFWB, Channel 98. Where you're hearing things,
where you're hearing things.
Get your kicks from Keener 13.
Keep up with the music scene.
Just keep your dial where you want to smile on WKNR. It's Keener 13. KXOK, St. Louis. KSON, San Diego.
Sunshine smiling on you, you and your band, and your music keep the clouds away. WEIFM 103.
The Rock of Los Angeles. KBER San Antonio. This is the home of the Western Gentleman, Radio Chicago,
WJJD.
KDB in Santa Barbara.
If Santa can fly, so can you. On 77 WABC. Oh, fun, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, KPAM Golden Weekend. Francisco weather.
Hit after hit, after hit, after hit.
The best music. K-Earth 101. For solid rock. K-I-O-A. Washington. WPGC. KJZZ 102 Anchorage, stereo just for you.
WKRC Radio 55.
Stay all day with WWJ Radio 1 Detroit, where it all began. Here's the latest weather word on Wonderful Radio London.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Million Dollar Weekend.
WUBE Cincinnati.
CKLW.
WGRT 95 in Chicago.
WQV, Audio 14,
Pittsburgh.
WCBX plays your favorites.
Oh,
sorry, Bobby, there's more important things to do here. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in our studio with our show today is a representative from PAMS Productions, which is a firm which records our jingles in Dallas, Texas. And the PAMS people, he can't hear me, he's in the control room right now. The PAMS people don't know that we use only one or two of the many, many jingles they've recorded for us. So we're going to turn the speaker on and give him a, we're going to play a medley of all the jingles I almost never use. Okay, let's do it first.
Dan Ingram.
We used that for a while and it went out of style and we had this one.
Big Dan.
We have never used that one. Now we have this one here. Never used this at all.
Big Dan.
Not once.
Gonna treat you right. 77 WABC. Let's have some fun.
There's a Southwest accent. Anyway, then there was this one.
You're riding with music.
Never used this once. Never.
Dan Ingram.
And then there was this one, of course.
Dan Ingram.
And then, of course, there's this one, which we have used.
On the Dan Ingram Show.
Bye.
WABC New York.
This is news from...